shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Hey, welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch here. We go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. A big thank you to Paul Gilmartin. I was on his podcast. It's called The Mental Health Happy Hour. Look for it, because there's stuff that I divulge on this interview with Paul. And what he does, he's a comic, but what he does is he interviews people from the entertainment business, but it's a real in-depth discussion of what makes you, what was your childhood like, and what makes you tick, and what makes you not tick, and what makes you talk, as in tick talk, only tick, T-I-C-K, talk, T-A-L, never mind. All right, we have news to report this evening of a cultural nature, and it occurred at the Coachella Valley Music Festival. Quite a moment, a technological moment, and one that was tweeted and one that went viral, and all of those terms that you hear. Well, those are significant terms because it essentially means that there's something afoot in the culture, and it's boom, it's exploded. This has got really not so much to do with music as it does with the technology that was involved in creating a hologram. And when I say hologram, I mean that in every sense of the Star Trek term. You're looking at a three-dimensional figure moving around and seemingly interacting with real people. And that's what happened in Coachella at the music festival there, where they have 75,000 people out to see a lot of different acts. I think Radiohead played Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg, and a hologram of Tupac Shakur. And to talk with us about that is Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association and the Western Estates Parent Teachers Organization. Not exactly a person I'm going to get on the air with, Bobby, to talk about Tupac Shakur and hip-hop, but you saw it, right?
Well, we did see it, Phil, and, we're very involved in... we're very much involved in youth culture. We have three sons, and it just so happens that Steve and I are interested in the things that our sons are interested in. We didn't say, oh, let's get interested in hip-hop because that's going to be something our kids are going to be interested in. We just naturally are, I guess you could say, we tend in those directions. We think young. I like to think that we take care of ourselves to the point where we look young, and I don't mean that in the literal sense, but as
young as you can look.
As young as we can look, yeah. And we not a lot of parents do that. I see a lot of parents who really aren't. They're not with it. They're not with what the kids are, dancing to and interested in. And Steve and I are.
So did you? You weren't at the show. I mean, the concert.
No, we were not. We were not in Coachella because of the things that we had. We had commitments here. Otherwise, we would have been there. We go to the concerts, and again, we don't go to these concerts so that we look like we're all young. And we go because it just happens to be something that we like. And
so are you, would you say that your two parents then, you have sons, what are the ages of your sons?
Dylan, Seth, and Justin, and they're all in high school now. Justin is our youngest, he's 14. Seth is a junior at 16, and Dylan is a senior at 17.
And are they all hip-hop fans?
I don't think you'll find a kid today, Phil, that isn't. They love all of it. It changes, as you know. The different artists, they like Lil Wayne, and I don't know, Steve, you've heard
Lil Wayne and Drake.
They like Drake, and groups like that, and Nicki Minaj, they like, and so I think, but the kids like.
Do they like Radiohead?
I think Radiohead is a little older. They're more into, Buck Cherry, I think, and Steve likes Buck Cherry. I like. What's the group that I like? Three Doors Down. I like Three Doors Down. So, who do you like, Steve?
I like Buck Cherry, and also, yeah.
So, I don't think you're going to find a lot of parents that can talk with you the way I'm talking with you right now, that we know these groups. I don't have to go ask my son, Dylan, what's the name of a group that I would like? No, we already know what we like. And
But you weren't at the concert, so I'm wondering how it is that you saw the Tupac hologram.
Well, it was on Ustream.
Yeah, they had the whole show on Ustream.
I see. Okay, so you watched it on video?
Yeah, we watched it on Ustream, and it was wonderful. We did see Radiohead, by the way, on Ustream, but when the Tupac hologram happened, it was, Phil, it's hard to describe this for people that probably don't get it, but, and I tried to talk to some of the parents here when we had our meeting, we had a homeowners meeting this morning, and we're going to have another one tomorrow, and I tried this morning, and probably I shouldn't have. I tried to tell the parents, a lot of the older people assembled, we saw a hologram of Tupac, and they're all, you know, who's Tupac? And I just sort of waved my hand, and I said, let's get down to business.
Well, it's sort of stands the reason they're not going to know, some of them.
I know, but, you know, hope springs eternal, as Steve said.
Yeah, you always hope that maybe one of them isn't so lame.
But you know, a lot of them are lame, and I mean that, you know, in the kindest possible way. But a lot of them are pretty lame. So
when you brought up this hologram, and I want to get back to watching this hologram, but I'm just interested. When you brought this hologram up at your homeowners association meeting, this hologram of Tupac at the Coachella Valley Music Festival, what the response was? They didn't know who he was.
Yeah, it was what you would expect, because parents like Steve and I we're pretty rare. You know, there just aren't a lot of parents like us who are with it and understand and get it about all of the different hip-hop and the music. So I thought, well, let's try it. Let's roll the dice and see if there's anybody in this meeting that Steve and I, just forget about the kids, that Steve and I could actually have, you know, a friendship with, a relationship with, apart from me being the Homeowners Association president, because as the Homeowners Association president, I have to be in touch with everyone, even if they're people that, you know, they don't really get it about a lot of the youth culture.
Yeah, but you got to be friendly with them because they're the kids.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
You have to be friendly with them.
You have to be friendly with them because of the kids. They interact.
Okay.
So I rolled the dice, and I said, Steve and I saw the Tupac hologram. Nothing. So that's when I just backed off.
So you looked out there, and no one understood. Did you bother to, I guess, you know, you could explain it.
Well, you could, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could.
So is that just... It's a waste of your time, I guess. But let's get back to...
It really is a big waste of time.
Let's get back to the hologram. So tell me about it. And from your perspective watching this, it interacted with Snoop Dogg, correct?
Yeah. You just said that sort of like a lot of the parents. I don't mean anything by that. So it interacted. He sounded kind of awkward there.
It interacted in the sense that it was dancing.
But you don't really want to call it because it was Tupac, as we all remember him, dancing. And then Snoop Dogg came out, and he rapped along with the Tupac hologram, who also rapped, but it was together.
I remember Natalie Cole doing Unforgettable with her father, Nat King Cole.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that, but...
What was that again, Phil?
It was Nat King Cole.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Well, he was a very, very big singer in the 50s.
That's way before.
But I mean, the song came out. Natalie Cole is his daughter, is what I'm saying, and she re-recorded this as a duet with her father, who has passed on.
Well, I guess yeah. In a way, it was sort of like that. I don't know the people you're talking about. I don't want to compare it to that because this was Tupac Shakur and Snoop Dogg. This was monumental. And I don't know what you're talking about, whether that...
Well, it certainly was not a hologram. What it was to bring to life Nat King Cole for one more go-round, along with the voice of his daughter. It was rather moving. It was significant. Here's his daughter singing with him. He's passed on. So the image, or excuse me, the illusion, I guess, of him being alive.
Well, it's a recording, though, right?
Yeah, they recorded it.
Yeah, it's a recording, but then so is the Tupac hologram.
Well, but the difference is you're not going, oh, look, that's a recording. You're going, oh, my God. Because when I saw it, and you can ask Steve, I remember I called out to Steve. I said, Steve, and he came running in. And I was feeling, I could feel my heart racing. I felt my hands getting a little clammy. And I literally had to hold on to my husband for support. I thought I was going to not faint, but I just had that sense of, my God, I'm looking at history. Am I really here? Am I real?
Yeah, that's something you can't explain to a lot of parents here.
A lot of the people that live here just don't really get it about, you know, being with it as a parent and...
Okay, let's talk a little bit more about it with Bobby and Steve Dooley here from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. Hang on, Bobby and Steve, as they are discussing with us, being the only two parents there at Western Estates and maybe in their kids' school that sort of get it about hip-hop music. They like a lot of it. They listen to a lot of it, I guess. And this past weekend, a technologic first, I believe... Tupac Shakur was on stage at the Coachella Valley Music Festival as a hologram. Now, this man has been dead and buried for many years, over a decade, and yet there he was, hologram style, on stage, and it was quite a conversation starter around the internet over the weekend. Our number is 877-876-7445. If you're one of those parents that would have stared at the Dooleys with your jaw open like, what do you mean by a hologram of Tupac? Or maybe you get it. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445, Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley with us on the line from Western Estates, California, as we talk about the Tupac Shakur appearance as a hologram. And Bobby, you wanted to make a point about the talk radio audience?
I'll do it. The point that I wanted to make with your audience, Phil, and a lot of the talk radio that I do, I was on the Ken Burmeister show on KABC, was it?
Oh, sir.
And you really have to slow down, and I'm not saying talk radio audiences are not intelligent, but culturally, I find a lot of them are not up to speed, and then... when you put on top of that the fact that I'm a parent, Steve is a parent, and there may be other parents out there who are really very much with it in terms of the youth culture. We have the kids to our house. We let our kids listen to hip-hop because, you know, we like it too. We have moral dilemmas. We want to remain friends with our kids, and we want to remain friends with our kids' friends. You know, we want our house to be the house that the kids come to. Does that mean, and please understand what I'm saying here, Phil, because it really, you know, it's something that needs to be heard very carefully. Does that mean that we tolerate a little bit of, I wouldn't call it drug use.
What's that about marijuana?
The marijuana use, yeah, weed, as the kids call it, or kush, or chronic. The kids will say, we want to blast up. The kids will say, herb. Those terms. We use the term herb.
Wait. Hold on for a minute. You tolerate the smoking of weed?
I don't want to say that we do. I don't want to say that we don't. What we do is we don't come down on the kids. Like, you know, like the kids will say, like the man.
Yeah, we don't help us down on them like the man.
And we don't...
I'm having a hard time hearing your husband. I didn't hear you, sir.
What Steve basically said was, we don't bust down on the kids like the man.
Like the man? Like the police?
Like the police, yeah. Where do you draw the line when you are a very relevant parent, when you are very much very relevant, and you're friends with your kids, Where do you draw the line? Where do you say, you know what, I don't want you to smoke what is really a very harmless drug, the herb.
Well, I mean, harmless drug. First of all, regardless of whether it's a harmless drug...
No, hold on for that, because, you know, and you know that I love you, Phil, but when we came on the program tonight, we really didn't want to be lectured to, and here's why. Let me just say...
Well, I'm not lecturing. I'm giving an opinion.
No, but here's why. Let me tell you. We're pretty confident in our opinions. I know a lot of people need to learn, and a lot of people still need to figure out what's going on.
No, we're not like
that. We're not like that. And so we're very grateful for the ability to, I guess, be clear enough and to see our way and to be able to say, you know what, I get it about hip-hop, and I get it about herb, and if the kids smoke it around me, it's going to be okay. I would hate to see these kids smoke beer around some of these adults that I know.
Yeah, well, they'd call the police.
Yeah, these adults would probably either call the police or would be just degenerate alcoholics. Do you know what I'm saying?
No, I don't. They call the police. That sounds like the thing that anybody would do if they saw the law being broken, especially. Is this at your house?
Where?
When you let kids smoke weed, are they smoking weed at your house?
You know, we don't want to get into that because I'll tell you why, Phil.
Well, I don't blame you because, I'm going to take that as a yes.
No, you can't take that as a yes because I didn't say yes. I said I'm not going to discuss that.
If I say to you, do the kids smoke weed at your house, and you say I'm not going to discuss that, I dare say people are going to take that as a yes.
Well,
no,
you, Mr. Henry, the moderator of the show.
You be the moderator of the show.
What do you mean to be the moderator of the show? What do you want me to say? Do you want me to say that?
Well, I would expect you to say Ms. Dooley did not say yes. She didn't say no. What she said was, I don't want to discuss that.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is our number here on the Phil Henry Show. 877-876-7445. Bobby and Steve Dooley on the line with us here from Western Estates. Let's get Lloyd on the line. Lloyd, go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
Yes, Phil, I've enjoyed your program as usual, and we always listen to it. We're on our way to a rosary this evening for a very dear man, Bill Tootin, who died and was a Navy buddy of mine in Korea. And I just want to mention his name.
Who is the man?
And I'm sorry?
Who is the man's name that you said?
And who am I speaking with?
This is Bobby Dooley.
Bobby Dooley.
Yes, well, I called in to speak to you, ma'am, about the use of marijuana on your property. We have a property line.
Yes, I wanted to know who the man was.
Okay, but you need to back off your phone, Bobby.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The man that died?
Yeah, who's the man? He said the old guy died.
Yes, some old guy. He was a Korean War buddy of mine from the United States Navy, Bill Hubbard, a very dear friend.
Oh, did he die in the war?
No, he did not die in the war.
He just died now. They're going to a rosary for the man tonight. They're on their way to a rosary.
I'm not familiar with that.
We don't know what that is. I'm sorry, sir.
Are you Catholic?
No.
Well, I'm not either, but Bill was, and this is what Catholics do before there's a formal burial.
Yeah, the body stays out with an open and everything?
What did you ask me, sir?
Is the body out?
Do they keep the lid open for the 2 days?
You know,
Hold on for a minute, Lloyd. I'll get back to you. Those are questions that you don't need to ask, Ms. Dooley. It says a rosary is a Catholic, it is a form of a memorium to a person who's passed on, people say the rosary as the casket is there. Sometimes it's open, sometimes it isn't. And then there is a formal funeral either the day or the next day after that. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Bobby and Steve Dooley on youth culture and being a hip or with it parent. They like Tupac, and they saw the hologram, and the other parents at Western Estates don't get it. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
What they do, right?
No, I don't.
Famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. I want to get back to Lloyd here and finish up his phone call. So, sir, you wanted to continue your point. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. My comment was simply this. I don't think the smoking of this woman calls it the herb or whatever you call it, it is not appropriate. And it's illegal, and let me underline the word illegal, to...
We understand that. We understand that.
Yeah, you know, let somebody, you know, come around the corner and narc on it.
What do you mean by narc? You have to be... You don't know what narc means.
No, I know what it means, but you've got to act like adults. You can't act as if you're standing on the playground, you know...
Well, it's not a playground. The kids are high school... You really have, are you, and you don't sound as if you are, but do you listen to the hip-hop?
No, I don't listen to hip-hop. I don't listen to that. I listen to the music that I listen to.
What do you listen to?
Well, that's not germane to the topic, sir. And
it's not what?
It's not germane, and I agree with him. It's not relevant.
Well, that's not about bebop. That's good heroin.
I beg your pardon, sir?
I said bebop.
The bebop musicians, they did heroin.
There was a few of them that monkeyed around with that, but they weren't all drug addicts. I think it's wrong to say that because these jazz guys that I listened to as a young man, some of them might have smoked, you know, marijuana, or they used heroin, as you say, but that's not all of them, as opposed to now... Isn't it most of them?
That would be extreme, too. Lloyd, I got to get going.
Well, my point is I think these people are irresponsible.
Yeah, thanks a lot for your opinion, but I just don't think, you know, I don't even know if it's worth it to talk to that man. Because
yeah, he sounds old.
He just sounds a little old.
Well, you know what? He may be old, but you know, there's a lot of grandparents that are raising their teenagers. They're raising the kids of their children because, you know, it's more and more we see that. So let's not make that assumption, you know, that old people...
What do you mean they're raising the children of their grandkids?
No, many grandparents find themselves taking in their grandchildren because their children, the parents of those children, are drug addicts. Losers, bums, slobs. Who knows what happened to them?
But he said that.
You know what I'm saying. The parents of the children, the grandchildren. 877-876-PHIL is the number. Let's go over to Hazel on the Phil Hendry Show. Hazel, go ahead.
Hi, Phil. Excuse
Hi.
My voice. I have pneumonia, but I had to get out of bed to
yes, ma'am.
To contradict these pompous, patronizing people. You know, I listen to you every night. Now, I hardly ever agree with you, but I listen because you're so interesting. These people didn't know who
Thank
the Poles
you.
Were. I doubt if they would know Tchaikovsky or Chopin or any others, yet they scoffed at anybody who doesn't know about a thug who got murdered. But forget about his reputation. We're not talking about him. If I lived in their condominium or where
cruel.
They live, I would
move
so fast. How could anyone
mm-hmm.
stand talking to them?
Mm-hmm.
They're just impossible.
Mm-hmm.
And so know-it-all that you mm-hmm. want to vomit. And that's, I know what that made
I beg your pardon.
So forgive
I beg
me,
your pardon.
I can't do
I beg your pardon.
Woman. She's absolutely ignorant, and
well,
I hope
you don't know about
grow up all
the
right,
modern
but,
culture.
You know, she's a
you
moron.
You don't know about modern culture.
And thanks for listening, Phil.
You don't,
bye.
You don't know about modern culture. How rude of her just to talk and not even talk to me.
God, she doesn't have the guts.
You don't have the guts. And I don't know, Phil, if you ever remember a film that was done by Nevada Smith.
You mean the movie was Nevada Smith?
Yeah, what the...
Steve, do it.
Yeah, at the very end, Carl Malden goes, you're yellow, you haven't got the guts.
Have you ever seen that movie?
Yes, I have seen Nevada Smith.
At the end, Carl Malden yells to, who is it, Steve?
Steve McQueen,
and he says, you're yellow, and I know, Steve, you wrote it out. You're yellow, you haven't got the guts.
That's what that lady.
That, exactly. That woman that I just spoke to reminds me of that film where,
Yeah, I know. Steve McQueen's riding away, and he's just shot Carl Malden in the knee. So it's like a scene of torture, and he won't kill him. He won't put him out of his misery, and that's when Carl Malden yells at him and says, you haven't got the guts to kill me, and trying to get him to kill him, and he won't do it. 877-876-PHIL.
So you're familiar with the movie?
Yes, I'm familiar with it. I don't think you could apply it to that phone caller, but I mean, if, you know, I guess we're all entitled to our opinions. Here is Michael. Michael, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
Oh, hi, Phil. Thanks.
Hi.
Well, you know, nobody should condemn people, but, you know, one of the basic parts of the framework of learning is reinforcement, and children crave, whether they be adults or adults, they crave it, be it negative or positive. And in order for you to achieve that, which should be, I would think, your main priority, but you seem very, you know, wanting to be a big part of your children's life. You can be their friends, but it's so much more to just be their parent. I mean, you're trying to be this other age, this cool parent, and everything's so slick and whatnot. And, but I mean, I know Tupac Shakur, and I know Nat King Cole, and I know Tchaikovsky. I mean, I'm probably the same age as you. I'm 52. You know, and as far as that elderly gentleman who called, the thing he has above you and above me is wisdom, which comes from all the mistakes you make, in a fully lived life.
He was not aware of the fact that a lot of the, what was it, Steve?
Bebop.
A lot of the jazz musicians of his era used drugs.
It doesn't matter. I think jazz. They smoked. They smoked Mary Jane. They called it back then. Whatever. Or
what did they call it?
Called Mary Jane.
Mary Jane.
Forever. You know.
Yes.
Well, that's what they call it. Yeah. A thousand names for it. Doesn't really matter. You know. But guard what you say, especially on the open airways, about illicit activities that your parents.
You got to watch that language there, Michael. But I agree with you. I agree with you, and...
What do you agree with? We're trying to do something for these kids that they don't have, which is an adult that's with it. And
when you have anybody... If you are letting anyone smoke dope on your property, y'all... Lawsuits? Felony arrest? My God!
You could be a complicit. Am I still on the air?
Yes, you are, sir.
We are not waving it around.
Listen, if you want to be something for these kids, be an example that they can emulate and grow to respect. Not that they grow to end up thinking, well, these adults do that. It's okay for me to do that. And then they find themselves arrested. And who's their reference point? You. And you can name them as complicit in aiding and abetting, the reckless endangerment of a minor.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really.
We have a rap session with them.
You'll find yourself arrested. Stay clear of that. You're not doing anybody any favors. As your children grow older,
you're going to
find that you're an embarrassment.
Well, I don't know if you ever rap with your kids. We do.
I raised four of them. I was a stepfather to four kids. You know, I talk to them. Yeah, but I let them know where I stand. You know, I don't have to be the cool dad that lets them get away with all this kind of crap with their friends.
man.
I think it's not crap. I appreciate what you're saying, Michael. I really do, but I don't know how to explain it. It's just that we are with it.
When you say with it, I don't know what that means. This gentleman has taken it from beyond with it. He's taken it into the level of parenting. You can be with it. You can be the squarest, lamest person in the world, you know.
What do you mean by that?
Look, at my best friend, his mother was a waitress, and she came home every morning wearing her Denny's uniform. And she raised five kids, and they all turned out fantastic. They're all great kids. They love and worship their mother. She was the furthest thing from hip. She was a Denny's waitress, man, and she drank her Coors beer at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, my God, and you're telling us we can't have herb?
About what?
What she's drinking in the morning.
She got off work at 7 o'clock in the morning and had her beer, which was her little relaxation. The point I'm trying to make is she wasn't what I would call hip.
I don't understand. She's sitting there drinking beer. You have...
This is a woman. Listen, Michael, thank you for your call, sir. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. This is a woman that just got off work, working really, really hard, and wanted to have a beer.
What's that got to do with it, being with it?
She wasn't with it. She just happened to be a really good mom. That's all I'm trying to say.
Well, so I'm a really good mom, okay? Wow.
What's that mean?
Oh, boy.
I didn't mean to offend you.
Well, what you're saying is essentially this. Because Steve and I dress in a manner where we're comfortable, I'm comfortable wearing a little brief top. Does that make me a slut? No. Do they go, oh, Mrs. Dooley, wow, you know, she's got a nice body or whatever they're going to say? Sure they do. Does that mean I'm sleeping with them? No.
Okay, so now we're getting into an area here now where you're saying...
Phil, don't, no, please don't flatter yourself. You're not getting into some new investigative area. I wear a little brief top, and sometimes I wear a small bikini bottom, because that's how I'm comfortable. And some of the boys in Dylan's class will look at me and go, wow, you know.
Yes, yes.
I mean, God, look at that.
Yeah, she's hot.
She's hot. Am I flattered by that? Of course I am. Would I actually take these boys up on their offer? Of course not. Well, why are you pausing? Yeah, is it like you're waiting for me to say yes?
No, I'm a little bit... I don't like the way you put things. Let me just put it that way. I'm going to take a break here, folks. 877-876-PHIL. What?
You don't like the way I put things? Oh, my...
Right, I got
to put them on hold, bud. Don't put them back up in the air if I'm done talking to them. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with our final segment with Bobby and Steve Dooley when we come back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Is it more important to be a good parent or to be a hip and with-it parent who knows who Tupac is and saw his hologram at Coachella? The world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show. World-famous Phil Henry Show.
Being that kind of person, you know.
Being all right, so you're right, we've gotten off, and welcome back to the Phil Henry Show here, 877-876-7445. We've gotten away from the topic of Tupac Shakur, because I did want to talk about that.
Well, Phil, we saw the hologram. It was amazing. Seeing Tupac again was amazing.
Yeah, it was amazing because of what Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, I know. It was on stage. I saw...
Did you say you saw a film of it? You said you saw a video of it?
Yes, I did.
That is, and I don't mean to say anything, but that's impossible.
Why is that impossible?
Steve, you know that...
Yeah, it's impossible to see a video of it because it was a hologram, and that's not going to show up.
Yeah, it's... I don't know. It's the funniest thing.
No, it's not impossible because I was just watching it. Before the show.
That might have been just a film recreation.
Probably was a recreation.
No, it wasn't. They didn't say anything about it being a recreation. They said it was a video of the Coachella performance of Snoop and this hologram of Tupac.
No, because you see, it's impossible to capture a hologram on video Because, I don't know. I like it. It's an old vampire thing. You know, you can't see a vampire in a mirror. And
yeah, it's kind of like, you know.
No, I don't know about vampires.
Well, I know. No, but I'm just saying it's impossible to.
I'm sorry. I don't understand that. 877-876-PHIL. I don't know why you would say it's impossible to see a hologram on video. I honestly don't. Here is Jonathan. Go ahead, Jonathan.
Well, that's my understanding.
Is this Jonathan? I guess he's gone. 877-876-PHIL? Or who is this? 877-876-7445. So the hologram was what?
The hologram was of Tupac, but you can't see it on videotape.
Yeah, if you see it on videotape, you know, what that means is you're going to be probably looking at a film recreation.
No, because they didn't say anything about it being a film recreation. It was the actual... It was the actual hologram, okay? And it was the actual hologram that was actually there on the clip that I was watching.
Well, I can tell you that we were watching it live, and it was really amazing. I know there's a lot of adults that are going to say, oh, I saw that too, oh, I saw that too. And I really question whether they did or not, because... Do they like his music, you know? Because would they be watching it if they didn't like his music? If they did like his music, then okay. But I can question a lot of adults and say, oh, you like Tupac? And they'll go, well, no, we watch it just to stay abreast of what the kids are looking at. And that's a dead giveaway.
Yeah, that's a dead giveaway on that.
Well, all right. I mean, fine. But that was just one part of what we were talking about. The other part of what we were talking about was the appropriateness of you smoking weed, of you wearing this bikini top, of you being involved with your kids the way that you are in this inappropriate way.
Well, that's a bit, Bill. We didn't come on the program to talk about that in a way that we would be put down for.
You thought I would praise you.
We thought we would get some praise from other parents, but we recognize that being on a talk show...
I'm glad if people don't get it.
Being on a talk show what?
I don't want to say.
The people that listen don't get it about...
I don't get it about Tupac and the Chocella.
Not Chocella, it's...
Chocella.
No, it's not Chocella either, oh my God.
Coachella?
Coachella,
okay. 877-876-7445. Margaret Gray is a longstanding contributor to our program. She is a journalist. She's an entertainment journalist. She's on the line here from Santa Monica. Margaret, how are you?
Well, I'm doing very, very well. And good evening, Bobby. Yeah, hi. And Steve, right?
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm a journalist. I'm an entertainment writer. I've heard you on Phil's show before. Do you do a lot of the writing about the movies and everything, right? Let me tell you something, honey. I do writing about all kinds of things. And I'm here to tell you that, first of all, yes, thank you, Phil. You did correct the lady. It is not Chocella. Chocella would be considered obscene. Well, I know what Chota means.
Yeah, we know what Chota is.
Oh, you do? Then you would know that it's not called Chocella. We thought it was called Chocella because of the youthfulness of it. Well, you thought the promoters called it that to relate more to the youth. All right, on to another point. What, you don't agree with that? No, I don't agree with that. I happen to know the people that promote it, and they didn't call it Chocella. They call it Coachella.
Well, we know that now.
There's a thing. I know that. But on to another point, if you don't mind. The next point I wanted to make about the Tupac hologram. Yes, you can see it live. Yes, you can see it on videotape. And the reason why you can see it on videotape is because it is something that's actually being seen by the naked eye. Do you understand?
No.
Then, Steve, I'll do it, Steve, okay? God. Thank you. If you could get that husband under control. Excuse me? If you could get your husband under control, it'd be wonderful. My husband is under control, thank you very much. Well, he doesn't sound like it. Well, you know, I'd love to hear your husband. In fact, I think I have. You want to hear my husband? Get over here, Frank. I have heard your husband. Did you turn his oxygen on? Oh, why? Oh, you are a smartass. Get over here.
All right, ladies. Let's get back to talking about this.
Hold on. Get over here, Frank.
Yeah.
Steve?
Hi.
Okay, Frank, these are the Dooleys.
Hi.
Hello, I'm Bobby.
Yeah, that's Steve.
Hi, I'm Frank.
And, okay, now your turn. My turn for what? You can introduce your husband to me and Frank. I don't want to do that. I'm not going to lower myself. What did she say? You're not going to lower yourself.
Okay, this is a little stupid.
Hold on, Phil, for Christ. Oh, God.
Yeah, it looks like that's a commercial.
Would you please have your husband, would you introduce us to your husband? Have that much dignity, please. No, I won't.
You're not going to do it.
All right, then I'll do it. Mr. Dooley, my name is Margaret Gray. Frank, where'd you go? Frank!
Yeah, what is it?
Get over here. Mr. Dooley? Mr. Dooley? Is the host there? Is the host there? Is the host of the show there?
God. Phil Henry.
Is Bobby Dooley there? No.